This is GQDN for Monday, July 22nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase if you do. And that's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a Wolverine update. We got some gear that you can get on sale. And Tomb Raider going to Prime Video. But we begin today with an article from Blizzard Watch, because John Hight is going to Wizards of the Coast. So, we know that John Hight spent 12 years at Blizzard, serving as the general manager of Warcraft during Dragonflight. And he was a producer in the Mists of Pandaria. And he also was in the other games such as Hearthstone, Diablo 3, and Warcraft Rumble. But now, since he is a fan of both Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, he is now the head of the strategies and the franchises of Hasbro's digital games with Wizards of the Coast. And we know that they came out with Baldur's Gate 3 and Monopoly Go. And they also have a $1 billion investment in video game development. And that's in the works for the titles that Hasbro has in the toy company, such as possibly G.I. Joe, which is a possibility. Maybe Transformers, maybe He-Man. I think He-Man's a part of that. But don't quote me on that one. But anything that has, or anything that is under Hasbro's umbrella, is now open to John Hight. So we shall see what happens with that one. Now, GamesRadar.com also said that Blizzard was talking about Diablo 4, the new class, the Spiritborn. And they were, GamesRadar was talking to Bjorn Mikkelsen, and they were talking about 60 different skills for the Spiritborn. And some of his favorite skills did not make the cut, but they could return someday. And that's what he was hinting about. So while he was talking about the Spiritborn, he did say, quote, "Generally, it was very freeing, very fun to kind of try some crazy stuff out, make some stuff that maybe didn't make the cut and were some people's favorites, but maybe those will come back in the future." Now, he was also talking about some of the actions that the Spiritborn characters would be taking, and that's where he said about the blocking ability. So here's what he said about that, quote, "But something we changed, for instance, was digging into blocking. Like, it exists currently on shields alone, but it's technically just a thing that happens, and it's not particularly interesting," end quote. So something new to Diablo 4. But let's go to World of Warcraft. We got something that just popped up right before I started recording. Wowhead released the War Within raid times. And they also said that Mythic Plus will not open on the Heroic Week. So, this is all a part of a blue post, and I'm not gonna go over the entire blue post. I'm just gonna give you some of the schedule. So, on 7/22, Dragonflight Season 4 PvP ladder closes, and the Mythic Plus 0.1 title rating qualification will end. 7/23, that's tomorrow, the pre-expansion content update goes live. 1 week later, 1 week from tomorrow, pre-expansion event goes live. August 20th, PvP preseason begins with weekly resets. 8/22, the War Within Early Access begins. Normal dungeons open. 8/26, the War Within goes live globally at 3 p.m. Pacific time with Heroic Dungeons and Dragonflight Season 4 PvE rewards are retired. September 10th, the War Within Season 1 begins with Heroic Raids, Raid Finder Wing 1, words are hard, I'm sorry, Mythic Zero Dungeons, Heroic Seasonal Dungeons, a new world boss, and PvP Season 1. 1 week later, 9/17, Mythic Raids and Mythic Plus Dungeons are open. Raid Finder Ring 2 opens. Raid Story Difficulty opens. 9/24, Raid Finder Wing 3 opens. Yes, we'll have thoughts about that one in the next weekly show. Now we get out of World of Warcraft, we get into some other news, such as Ubisoft is funneling money into Star Wars Outlaws. So that way, according to WCCF Tech, the game will not be delayed. Now, there was a 10-minute gameplay video that's on IGN's YouTube channel, because Ubisoft is hoping that Star Wars Outlaws should be highly successful, and they were showing that off. But that might not be the case, because fans were angry about the quality of the game, because they were claiming that it was unfinished, and it also has some uneven FPS, first-person shooter. But Ubisoft remained confident, because it funneled more money into the game through marketing more than any other game that they've made. Because the CEO, Yves Guillemot, did say, quote, "It's among the most awaited games of the industry this year." So we shall see what happens with that one. Now, we're not getting into the esports corner today, but that esports did say, now let's see if I get this name right, Cygni, C-Y-G-N-I, all guns blazing, is having its countdown to its launch date. So this is going to be an aerial battle, and according to the .esports, is going to have some big explosions to it. It's going to act like Space Invaders. So if you're interested in that type of game, August 6th is your target date, which is 2 weeks from now. So if you want it, it might be on pre-order, and it'll be on Xbox Game Pass, which means it'll be up on PC as well. Now, DualShockers did say that Baldur's Gate 3, Neil Newborn, is working with Naughty Dog and Sony's Santa Monica. Now, he had an interview with Baffa up on YouTube, and he was talking about his love for Estrian, and he was asked about his future career goals now that he has made his decisions. So here is what Neil did say. Quote, "To be honest with you, I'd love to play Estrian again somehow. I would love to do that. That would be awesome, live action or game. I don't care. Advert for grape juice? I don't know, whatever." End quote. But he was also talking about what he'd want to work with next. And Neil did say that he was interested in some different characters that would allow him to have some fun. Further quote, "There are definitely people I'd love to work with. I'd love to work with Santa Monica, Insomniac, Naughty Dog, and Bethesda. I love Fallout." End quote. So he is indeed a free agent. And while there are fans that are wanting him to get back into his leather pants of Estrian again, but we shall indeed see on what he does. Now, we get to a little bit of PlayStation news. And we know that Party Animals will be coming to PlayStation. Now, the game was released a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, on the 20th of September, 2023. And it has been a console exclusive for Microsoft. And Push Square is saying that Party Animals is bound for PlayStation. But what we don't know is the date. And we'll see what console it comes to. It could be PlayStation 4 or 5 or both. So that goes to a we shall see moment. So we'll see if it comes. Now, there was also a PlayStation 5 Pro that was in a source code, according to Push Square. And some of the data miners were looking at the No Man's Sky update, and they found some codes in there. Now, that Bomber Boy did put up on X, quote, "No Man's Sky graphics preset options for Trinity, the apparent internal code name for PlayStation 5 Pro. Standard PlayStation 5 graphics preset for comparison." And he highlighted Trinity on his Twitter account. And that was under graphics detail preset. And he did compare the two sides of it, because there was graphic detail preset PlayStation 5. So we know that PlayStation 5 Pro has been delayed a bit, but this does give some confirmation that the games are getting ready for it. And that would include Valorant to PlayStation 5. Well, that's according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, because the release date may have been leaked. And if the leak is true, yes, we're in Rumorville, watch your stuff. It could be coming this Friday, if the leak is to be believed. Now, Valorant is free to play and has a lot of players on PC, but the PlayStation 5 trophy list will come without platinum, so no platinum. So we shall see if it does come or not. Now we get to some gear. Yes, yes, yes. And if you want a handheld, PC Games End did say that the Lenovo Legion Go is at a lower price. In fact, at Best Buy, it's at $630, and that's on a discount from $750. Well, I'm sorry, from $700, because that is the 512 gigabyte version. The 1 terabyte version was the price I was looking at $750, but that's down to $700. So it depends what you want. And you can save on a 50% on a screen protector and some licensed earbuds when you purchase the console. Well, that's if you're in the United Kingdom. So we'll see what happens there. Now, PC Games N was also talking about the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5080 and the 5090, which, according to some leaks, are releasing next year. Now, there are some leaks that the 5090 and the 5080 will be released late this year. And by the way, I'm talking about video cards right now. But once again, we're in Rumorville because Kupiti 7 Kimi, I believe that's a Twitter name, if not, that's a Reddit name, was talking about the NVIDIA leaks. And PC Games N says that this person has a pretty good track record. So we'll see if that happens. But if you're looking for a video card, and you're looking for those too, you might want to wait for the CES 2025, which will take place January 7th through the 10th, if those cards are not out yet. So we shall see if those cards do come out. Now, we got another thing that's on sale right now, and that is the Acer Gaming Monitor, and it's on sale at Best Buy. Coming from GameSpot.com, it's only $70. Normally it's $140, but this is 21 and a half inches, my bad. It has a full HD resolution, 75 hertz refresh rate, and the AMD FreeSync. Now, if you want something a little bit bigger, the 27-inch model is also on sale for $100, and that's full HD as well. But there's another one, and that's the Acer Nitro KG272U. That's a 27-inch monitor at 1440p, and that is $180. So you can go check that out. Now, last week we did talk about the Deadpool controller. Well, according to BG247.com, Wolverine's getting one too. And they were looking at the Xbox Wire blog, my bad. And once again, the rules are the same. You'll have to go check Xbox Wire or news.xbox.com and click on the Wolverine challenge. And you can go win that one if you so choose. Same front, different color, same back, once again, different color. So there you go. It is unclear on whether or not it has the Xbox skin. Fine, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You know, like Deadpool. But we shall see. The contest right now is ongoing for Xbox. Now, a couple of cool things to leave you with for Monday. Warframe is partnering with Make-A-Wish, and that will feature a child in the upcoming expansion. Now, Digital Extremes is the maker of the game, and Make-A-Wish is partnered with them, and they granted a wish to a child that wanted to be a video game voice actor. And the voice actor is James. He is a 16-year-old with spina bifida, and James has played Warframe with his older brother. And the name for the character is Tenno. And Kevin Lim, which is a voice actor for Warframe character Bumstein, helped out with James's wish. Now, the community manager, Megan Everett, did say about this, quote, "Through being involved with Make-A-Wish, Lim got wind of a boy named James, whose wish was to be a voice in a video game. Then Kevin Lim reached out to us, and from there, we reached out to Make-A-Wish and asked if James wanted to be in Warframe. He was very excited in doing this opportunity. We just continued this conversation with James, Make-A-Wish, and his family. Corey Van Den Hoogemand and Veronica Botnick on our community team who have led the force for reaching out to charities over the years, regardless of TennoCon. They were also very heavily involved with Make-A-Wish and even talked with developers to get his character for his article or arcade cabinet and game made, aligning James and his family to come to London, end quote. So if you're a Warframe player, get ready for some emotions. But we know someone who's emotionless, at least can be. Tomb Raider is going to Prime Video. GameSpot.com did give us the story, and the live action series will start filming next year. Now, the studio hasn't started casting yet, but the MGM Studios television head, Brendan Sanders, was talking to The Wrap, and he said, quote, "We are hard at work. We've got great material. Phoebe is really good. Phoebe is really good. We're really excited. My guess is we'll spend the rest of this year getting things prepped so we can start production early next year." Further quote, because I said they don't have any casting yet, "We've got to find our Lara Croft so that global wide search will start sooner rather than later. We'll be a good Lara Croft. Let me know at Joe Brums, or you can let us know at Dawnforge." This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.